Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es gsob es perig yud, Mishnah, hey. Mishnah yonosui arba noshim, this person had four wives, of a mace, and he died. The women all come to collect their ksuba from the estate of the husband. Hadashina, the first one means the woman with the earliest date on her ksuba. So the Batanur explains it. So Hadashina kedemes l'shnia. The one that has the earliest date, she's first, she comes before the one that has the second to the earliest date. Let's say one ksuba says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the other ksuba says Rosh Chodesh Iyar of that year. So the Rosh Chodesh Nisan gets before the Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, of course, if there's enough for both, they're both going to get. But if there's not enough, the earlier date collects first. And by the way, she's going to get everything. In other words, whatever she's owed. Wait, why shouldn't she divide it equally? Didn't we say in the previous Mishnah how we divide it? No. In the previous Mishnah, they all had the same calendar date. Remember? Or we were talking about only collecting metaltalim, where it doesn't go according to the earlier date. But if they're collecting property, and one has an earlier date than the other, so the one with the earlier date gets to collect all the money that is owed to her before anyone else can collect. So again, this man had four wives. They each had a different date on their ksuba. Let's see, one was dated Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the other was dated Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the other Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the other Rosh Chodesh Tamuz of that year. So again, Harashayna Kedemis L'Shnia, the one that has the date of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she comes before the second one. She can take every last penny that's owed to her. Ushnia, the wife with the second date, meaning to say, if we go according to earliest to late, she's the second one. She has not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she has Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Lashlisha, she'll collect before the one that has Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Before the third one. Ushlishis l'revius. And the third one before the fourth one. The one that has the ksuba dated. Rosh Chodesh Sivan will come before the ksuba that's dated Rosh Chodesh Tamuz. And again, if there's enough for everyone, everybody will get. But if there's not enough, the earlier your ksuba is dated, then you have the first right. Now, when the first one comes to collect her ksuba, the second one can say, well, swear you didn't collect it yet. And she's going to have to. Zakt Mishnah, Harashayna Nishbas L'Shnia. When the first one comes to collect her ksuba, if the second one demands a shua, she's going to have to swear to her. Are you going to say to me, where does the second wife come in over here to demand the shua? And the answer is, well, she says, what do you mean? If you already took and you're taking a second time, nothing will be left for me. Or not enough will be left for me. But when the third one wants to collect her ksuba, guess what? The third one's going to say the same thing to her. Vashniya, and for that matter, the second one's going to have to swear lashlishis to the third one. Ushlishis l'revius. And when the third one, meaning the Rosh Chodesh Sivan one, is going to take her ksuba, so the fourth one that has her ksuba dated Rosh Chodesh Tamuz, she's going to say to the third one, now you swear you didn't get it yet. What about the fourth one? Is she going to have to swear to anyone? L'revius nefrash aloi b'shvua, the fourth one, who doesn't have anyone after her, which means that what she's going to collect is not going to take away from any other wife, she doesn't have to swear to anybody. Zak de Batanura, sometimes the fourth one will also have to swear. If there's someone who is yarshining the estate and says, look, I understand that before I get my Yerusha, the estate has to pay up the chayvos, and included in those chayvos are the ksuba. The properties were mortgaged to the ksuba. But that person can say to the fourth one, swear that you didn't get it yet. Or let's say somebody else, that this person that passed away, the husband owed money to, he can say to the fourth one, swear you didn't get it yet. Ben Nanas disagrees. Ben Nanas Oimer, just because she's the fourth one over here, she has the latest date, because she's the last one, Niskera, she should gain that she doesn't have to give a shvua. Rather, according to Ben Nanas, Afhi, even the fourth one, meaning the one that has the fourth date, the latest date, the Rosh Chodesh Tamuz date in our mashal, Loi Tipara Ela B'Shvua. Now, in order to make someone swear, it has to be that my position is, no, I have to know you're saying the truth, if not, I'm going to lose. Who's going to lose over here? Everyone got their ksuba already by the time we got to the fourth one. I can't some demand a person should swear. I have to show that I have something to lose out if this person is not saying the truth. Who's losing here? Tanur explains from the Gemara, here's where there would be a nafgamina to the other wives. If we're up to the fourth wife, that means that the first three, with the ksuba is dated in our mashal, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they already took their ksuba. But let's say they took property. Then let's say someone's going to knock on the door of wife number three in the line, the one that has the ksuba dated Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He's going to say, I'm very sorry. You collected a property for your ksuba. She says, yes, my husband owed it to me. And he's going to say, I'm very sorry. But your husband stole that property. He had no right to pay you with it. It's not his. And he proves it in Beis Din. And the Rosh Chodesh Sivan wife is now going to lose her property because he's right. The husband couldn't pay up with this. It's not his. Who's she going to turn to? According to Benana, she can't go now to the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz lady and say, no, you can't take yours because I wasn't paid yet. Too late. She already collected hers. So she'll have to go back to the husband's estate and see if there's anything left. But could be there's nothing left. That's why, says Benanis, even the fourth wife, even the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz wife, is going to have to swear that she wasn't paid up yet. Because although the other ones were paid already, there's no guarantee. How come only Benanis is worried about this, not the Tanakama? The answer is explained about Tanura that according to the Tanakama, let's say someone knocks on the door of the Rosh Chodesh Sivan lady and says, excuse me, the property was stolen, he proves it in Bezin. She loses her property. She can simply go to the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz lady and say, I'm sorry, you have no right to collect your ksuba because I wasn't paid. She can take it from her. But according to Benanis, she can't. According to Benanis, once the fourth wife collected her ksuba, she doesn't have to give it up. If it turns out later that the one ahead of her online lost what she collected. That's why, according to Benanis, the fourth one would have to swear to the third one in our mashal. But according to the Tanakama, it wouldn't be necessary. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter. Again, we're talking about someone that has four wives. But this time, Hayoyot says, Kulan b'yayim echad. In this case, the date of all four ksubas are the same. All four have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So who gets the ksuba first? Zakt the Mishnah, Kala Kidem, Es Lechavrta, Filashacha Zachsa. So we're going to take a closer look at that date. If there's an hour written over there, let's say it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the third hour, and on the second ksuba it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the fourth hour, so the one who has the earlier date, even though it's all on the same calendar date, but the one that has the earlier time is going to get to collect first. Is this what they do? Do they write the time on the ksuba? It's like the Mishnah of a Kachaya Kaisun be Yerushalayim. Shois, yes, that was the meaning of Yerushalayim. They wrote on Shtorais the hour of the writing, when it was written. Not only the date, but even the time. So if there's no time, there's nothing we can do. But if this is one of those Shtorais that was written according to the meaning of Yerushalayim, then yes, we're going to look at not only the calendar date, but what time of the day was it. What happens if Hayakulun Yoitzes B'Shachas, they all say Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the third hour, and V'ein Sham El Amana, and the husband only has Amana, not enough to pay up all the ksubos, so Chalkes B'Shava, they're going to have to divide whatever they have, and Taka, no one gets any more than the other one. And of course the same would be true if no hours are written on it, but they have the same calendar date. They're going to have to divide it equally. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone was married to four wives and he passed away, the first wife, that is the one whose ksuba had the earliest date in our mashal Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she comes before the second wife. She collects her entire ksuba. The second wife comes before the third wife. The third one comes before the fourth one. But the first wife, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, dated the ksuba. She's going to have to swear to the second one that she wasn't paid already. There might be nothing left for the second wife after the first one collects it. So she has a right to make her swear. And the second wife, before she takes anything, she's going to have to swear to the third one. And the third to the fourth. The fourth, according to the Tanakhama, does not have to swear. Who's going to make her swear? Everyone else got what they needed already. Now, if there's a Baal Chayiv that comes along, or a Yoyrish that comes along and says, wait a second, how do I know you weren't paid already? If you were paid and you're taking a second time, I'm going to lose out. Then she would have to swear to them. But Ben Nana says even without a Baal Chayiv or a Yoyrish, she'll have to swear. Because Ben Nana's holds that even with a later date, once you collect something, someone with an earlier date can't take it away from you. So the Rosh Chodesh Sivan lady can say to the Rosh Chodesh Tam's wife, no, I want you to swear you didn't take, because if I wind up losing what I took already, because someone's going to come along and say that the property was stolen, I won't have where to collect from. So even the fourth one is going to have to swear. If all the Ksubis had the same calendar date, and this was written according to the Minhag Yerushalayim, where they wrote down the hour, the one that has the earlier hour is going to collect first. But if they all have the same hour, or no hours are written, then they're just going to have to divide the property equally.